Hello, and welcome to Sonoran Desert Institute's School of Firearms Technology's official podcast, The Gun Rack.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Gun Rack Podcast. I will be your guest host for the day. My name is Caleb Tillery. In case you haven't checked out my previous podcast, we go over the Precision Rifle Series, why it was started, what the scoring's like, what the divisions are, and what you can expect at your first match. Today, I would like to touch on the gear I use, why I use it, and give you an idea of what you may need. So, first and foremost, let's talk about the rifle. I currently shoot a 24-inch benchmark barrel with a Proof Contour Research 1-7 twist with an EC tuner. The rifle is chambered in 6BR, shooting 105 Berger hybrids, going roughly 2850 at the muzzle. The load I'm using is a Lapua Brass CCI 450 small rifle primer and 29.3 grains of Varget. The rifle is housed in a Masterpiece Arms chassis, and the action is a Curtis Customs Axiom action. Now, real quick, why this action? It allows me the luxury of being able to order pre-fit barrels from any major barrel manufacturer without having to send my gun away to get fitted to a barrel. The action specifications are so specific that they can send over the information to any barrel manufacturer. They can cut and thread a barrel that'll fit my chamber 100%. Generally, if you're shooting a traditional Remington 700 action that is not blueprinted, you are going to have to either send your action away or go to a local gunsmith and have them fit the barrel. Now, this becomes extremely expensive with the labor and becomes a headache when you need a barrel quickly but have a significant wait time. So, regardless what premium action you get, I would suggest getting one that allows you to order barrels from large barrel manufacturers without having to wait for a gunsmith to install it. The installation is extremely easy and generally can be done at home with very limited tools. Now, the glass that I use on the rifle is a Leupold Mark V 7-35 with an H59 reticle. Why do I use this optic? While I generally never shoot on 35 power, it does afford me the luxury of having a forgiving eye box at lower magnification ranges. Now, I chose the H59 reticle because it has 2/10 hash marks that allows me to refine my aim and refine my wind hold. It's very nice when you have to make follow-up shots and you can see exactly where your miss went. It's also extremely nice when it's very windy and you need a very precise wind hold. From here, I use a SkyPod with the Arca attachment. The SkyPod allows for basically infinite adjustment, allowing you to position the rifle at any height to accommodate any target. The Arca Swiss connection allows you to slide the bipod wherever you want on the rail of the rifle without having to use specific sections. Now, that's basically my rifle in a nutshell. Going further, we'll talk about what kind of glass you need while you're not shooting. I choose the Vortex Fury 5000s. They double as a rangefinder. Now, while long-range shooting is about eliminating variables, it's important to check the target distances with your own gear. Just because the range says it's 530 yards, there's variation in tolerances between rangefinders. Now, that's not a big deal as long as you're using your equipment throughout the whole thing. If you zeroed your rifle with those binoculars, you shoot practice with those binoculars, I would always suggest confirming the ranges at matches with your gear. Trust me, this has come to bite me in the butt more than several times. Trusting someone else's range and applying that shot correction to it, missing because it's different than yours, is a nightmare. So, it's good to have some sort of rangefinder, and you're definitely going to need some sort of glass to find targets when you're not on the clock. So I would suggest getting a binocular rangefinder combo. Now, to get your ballistic solution, you can use any number of things. I use a combination. I use a Kestrel Elite for my environmentals, and I use the Hornady Ford-Off app on my phone for the ballistic solution. Pretty straightforward. You apply all the information about your rifle, muzzle velocity, projectile, sight height, any number of ballistics coefficient, any number of those things, but you're also going to need to get the environmentals. Density, altitude, humidity, temperature, that's where the Kestrel comes in. It gives you all those environmentals and allows you to read the wind speed. So regardless what you want to use, if it's just a Kestrel, you're going to need some form of ballistic solver. From here, I use a carbon fiber tripod with an Anvil 30 Really Right Stuff head. Not only can I use this to shoot when the stage allows it, my rifle will clip into the Arca platform. It also holds my Vortex Fury binoculars. It's very convenient. You're going to need some form of tripod, and you might as well get one that you can glass off of and shoot from. Now, to carry all this stuff, a pack is invaluable. I use a Mystery Ranch Metcalf 4300. It's 4,300 cubic inches. It's a top loader, has hip belts and a frame, allowing you to carry all this gear. You don't have to be extremely organized when putting the stuff in, and it's easy to get things in and out. Now, an arm board to house all of your data on any given stage is super critical. I use the RE Factorial Tactical arm board. Now, on this arm board, I write down the target type, target distance, the correct ballistic solution, the breakdown of holdovers, and any wind calls I may need to make on any given target. During a stage, it's easy to reference as it's positioned on your forearm, and you don't really have to break your head off the rifle to see it. Now, one of the most crucial pieces of gear that's often overlooked is knee pads. I use the Arc'teryx knee pads. While shooting these matches, you're up and down, you're on concrete, shooting off props in the dirt, shooting off rocks, any number of things, and your knees are going to take a beating. Trust me, the days I've forgotten them, I pay for it the following day. So don't forget your knee pads. Now, common with all shooting sports, range etiquette means you have to collect your brass after each shooter. Now, in precision rifle series, you're generally holding at least your rifle and a rear bag. It's not the easiest thing to collect your brass afterwards, so I like to use a dump pouch. It affords my squad mates a position to put my brass into it without having to hand it to me or carry it until I can set my gear down. From here, you're going to need some way to hold mag pouches. I use my back pocket for my initial mag, and I use an HSGI Taco mag pouch for my spare mag. The Taco mag pouch is very accommodating. You can fit anything from AR-15 mags to .223 bolt gun mags to .65 Creedmoor bolt gun mags. Just about any magazine you have, it'll accommodate it. Now, we're getting to a very important piece of gear, your rear bag. Now, while it's referred to as a rear bag, you'll be using it for any number of things, shooting off props, shooting off cattle guards, shooting prone. It affords you the luxury of having a cushion between the prop and your rifle. Now, I like to use the Armageddon Gear Schmedium Wax Game Changer bag with the heavy fill. The bag weighs roughly 8.5 pounds. Why is this important? When you place the bag on the prop, light bags tend to move around. If the bag's moving, your rifle's moving, and I think you can see how that'd be an issue. So you're going to need a bag heavy enough that when positioned on any prop, it doesn't move around. And another thing I like about the Wax Game Changer is it's smooth enough to allow the rifle to shift during recoil, but not grip the rifle so much that it pivots your path of recoil. The shape of the Wax Game Changer is very nice. Essentially two triangles connected at the base that allows a groove for when shooting prone, but when flipped over, allows a very nice wide flat spot for surface area. From here, I live in Arizona, so water is crucial. A very nice luxury piece of kit is an ice plate. This plate acts very much like a Camelback. However, you can freeze it, and during the match, the water will slowly melt, giving you cold water throughout the day. On my pack, I use two hip belts. I store anything in there from snacks, markers, wind collars, sunscreen, battery, spare parts, rubbing alcohol wipes to clear off my data board. Just about anything you can think of, I use in these hip belts. Now, while my bag is a top loader, it's very easy for things to get lost inside of it. Having a separate piece for small pieces of kit becomes very crucial when you're trying to find these things during a hectic match. You're going to need to carry a lot of ammo. I like to use the CWH bullet binder. It holds 120 6BR rounds individually, allowing me to keep track of the ammo off shot, and also allows me a place to put my spent brass. From here, there's a few pieces of gear that I carry that I don't use all the time, but have saved me from time to time. I like to carry a set of cold weather gear. This ranges from beanies, neck gaiters, gloves, hand warmers, and I also like to carry a set of rain gear. It's full pants and full jacket. Now, while it doesn't rain here in Arizona very much, traveling out of state, you never know what you're going to get. Another piece of gear that I carry is a sling. Now, while I never use it to shoot, and some people do, some of these matches have large treks from stage to stage, and it's nice to have hands-free control of your rifle when making the move. I like to keep all of these things stuffed into what's called a pump pillow. Now, while I don't really use the pump pillow as a rear bag or a positional bag very often, I have from time to time, and it gives me a nice place to store all of these extra pieces of gear separately. Well, that's basically all the equipment I use in a nutshell. I shoot in the open division, which allows me any number of modifications to my rifle. Now, other divisions are going to have weight restriction, caliber restriction, price restriction, and production restriction. So once you determine what division you're going to shoot, will determine what gear you can have. Regardless, you're going to need some form of binocular spotting scope, some form of tripod, and some way to carry your gear. I hope all this helped. I look forward to next time going into more detail about the Precision Rifle Series and what you can expect at any match. Thank you guys for checking it out, and until next time, keep practicing.
Sonoran Desert Institute is an online school located at 1555 West University Drive in Tempe, Arizona. Accredited by the DEAC. For more information, please call 800-336-8939 or visit sdi.edu.